The Welsh language appears to be coming back from near extinction. Wales and its tongue-twisting language have been part of the United Kingdom since 1536. But when the British government got fed up with the challenge of pronouncing Welsh town names, it anglicized them. In 1870, one Welsh village fought back, and its citizens gave their town this name. Thanks to Jason Rogers from Swansea, Wales, for the Welsh pronunciation. For the English meaning of the name, we turn to an American. T.R. Reid, London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
So what does that mean?
Actually, this is a very accurate description of this very pretty part of the world up there on the Menai Strait in Wales. If you go up to the top of the tower of the Duke of Anglesey, you see the Church of St. Mary in the hollow of a white hazel near a rapid water pool not far from the Church of Taecilio at the Red Cave. And that's what that name means.
And is the town as rustic as its name makes it sound like it is?
You know, it's beautiful country, but that particular town, just because these rebels gave it this crazy name, they get a 500,000 tourists now. The railroad has to print tickets that are too big for everybody else's ticket just to get the name on, so people buy those even though they don't ride the train. So they get a lot of tourists just out of this ridiculous name.
So could you understand anything you were hearing when you visited the town?
Oh, hey, I got Welsh down. No, I couldn't, as a matter of fact. But the problem for the Welsh is, linguistically, in their sea, English is the whale, and Welsh is a little minnow. And they're really fighting hard to bring it back. There are about 600,000 Welsh speakers today, and there are billions of English speakers. And this is probably the most successful effort anywhere to revive a dying language.
Well, what has the town's name done for the Welsh language?
All over Wales, if you speak English at home, they require that you take Welsh at school, every student. And you know how every American kid learns the Gettysburg Address by heart, 87? You know, everybody can rip that off when they're in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid in Wales can pronounce the name of this town, and they kind of stand up there with that proud smile, just like my kids do in the Gettysburg Address, and rip off this name, and they're really proud of it.
And the Welsh, are they integrating the language into their lives?
Every street sign has the name of the town, both in Welsh and in English. It has how many miles it is, both in Welsh and English. They've done a really good job. They have sitcoms, they have websites, they have a word processor, including a spell checker, which is really necessary when you look at this language. Nobody could spell in Welsh. Yeah, they've done a really good job of bringing it back, and they also made one key strategic decision that turned out to be brilliant.
Yes.
And that was,
yes,
they wisely decided that Welsh was never going to defeat English as the global language. So they decided to live along with English and make the country bilingual. You see, this has been the problem for some other European languages like Basque, Catalan, Gaelic. The speakers there tried to take over and just drive out all their languages. It won't work. But the Welsh were pretty smart. They said, okay. We can live with them. If you play a CD by Catatonia or Super Furry Animals, you know those groups, famous Welsh groups?
Yeah, absolutely.
They now have Welsh songs. They're mostly English, but they throw some Welsh songs in there. The one Welshman who's never sung in Welsh is Tom Jones, and they're all on his case about this. He's got to come around.
T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.